Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 for you to extra afternoon at newstalk.com. You will have heard it during the news there that O.J. Simpson, the former National Football League star, famously acquitted of murder, was granted parole yesterday, and he's expected to walk free in October after being jailed 9 years ago for a botched, weird robbery attempt. Speaking before the parole board yesterday, the 70-year-old, he's 70 now, said he had done his time and that he was sorry.
I've done my time. You know, I've done it as well and as respectfully as I think anybody can. I think if you talk to the wardens, them, they'll tell you I've been there. I gave them my word. I believe in the jury system. I have not complained for 9 years.
Tom Scotto is a close friend of O.J. Simpson. He was at the parole hearing yesterday. He joins me now. Tom, how are you?
I'm good. Haven't slept, but I'm good.
Okay, you got to spend 2 hours with O.J. yesterday. How was he?
We got to spend 2 hours before and 2 hours after. He was fantastic. I mean, when I first walked in the room to see him before I got in the door, I said, man, you look fantastic. He had no stress on his face. He had no worries. He was just totally unbelievable. He's a unbelievable person, strong person.
Did he go into this with an expectation of getting the parole?
Well, of course, you don't want to be sitting in that chair. You never know what can happen. I mean, he's O.J. Simpson. It's political. It's not just me going up for parole. It's him. The rules are different. So I was very proud of the parole board and their decision and the way they handled themselves. And they did the right thing. The prison, I have to say, treated us with so much respect. You know, we got to spend time with the warden, and they're wonderful people.
What did he have to say about the 9 years that he has spent in prison? I mean, was that a hard time for him?
You know, in 9 years, and I talk to him and I see him all the time, in 9 years, he hasn't complained about anything. He accepted his sentence. He accepted where he is. He had to make his life in there, and he never complained about anything. And he just worries about everybody else, his family, his kids, me. I mean, he worries about everybody else but himself. He is a unbelievable, strong, honorable person. I'm so proud of him.
He did mention, or it was mentioned, that he had missed something like 36 birthdays in the time that he's been, his kids' birthdays.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable?
That can't be easy for a man.
No, imagine. 36 birthdays with your kid.
Time that will never come back. You know, I mean, that's a harsh thing.
And not only that, look at Sydney and Justin. They lost their mom. They had their dad for a very short period. And then he was incarcerated. I mean, look what they went through.
Yeah. That they've been through hell and high water.
So proud of them, too, that, you know, they remain close to him. And they're wonderful, wonderful people, wonderful children, adults, actually.
Right.
Now they're adults.
How did you get to meet O.J.? How did that start?
My brother passed his house. He was putting out the garbage. And he stopped, invited him to dinner. He came to dinner. He sat next to me. And as soon as he sat next to me, we just clicked. Boom. And we were friends from that moment on. I was on a cruise ship. I had a satellite phone. We talked all the time. And from that day forward, we were best friends.
What was it that was so, that you bonded over? What was it in him that made this?
I don't know. You know, it's just, I don't know if you ever just sat down with somebody and clicked. But that's what happened. We just totally clicked with each other. And he's such, you know, nobody really knows O.J. Simpson. All you hear is what's on the news.
Yeah.
They don't know O.J. Simpson. They never talked to him. They never met him. So they're building a Christmas tree and putting on what's good, looks good. You know,
right.
They don't know the man.
Yeah, as you got to know him, did you ever have any reservations given the crimes he was accused of?
I don't know. He's my friend. He was accused. He was acquitted in a criminal court in the United States of America. And the justice system, people are supposed to believe in the justice system. If you criticize a verdict in England, like these people do here, they go to jail. they're not allowed to criticize the verdict.
But he did lose the civil case, which many people took as a as an implied, you know, a version of guilt.
What did he do?
He lost the civil case when Nicole.
Well, you know, the civil case is a different animal. It's a total different burden of proof, you know.
Right. But I suppose...
I believe they won the civil case because everybody wanted to be guilty in the criminal case. You know, he found innocent in the higher court.
Yeah.
The civil case doesn't really matter because it's such a low standard.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's irrelevant.
He was your best man at your wedding, wasn't he?
Yes.
Right, because, you know, you entrust somebody with a position like that, you have to have total faith in them. And you've never had any doubts about
his innocence. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
He's been my best friend. I never have any doubts of what he does. I know the man. I know he's incapable of doing anything like that. He's a kind, generous, giving, gentle, sweetheart person. Nobody knows the O.J. Simpson like I know O.J. Simpson.
Right. So you have
his family.
Bottom line, you've total faith in his innocence.
You know what? I don't even think about that. That's not even an issue with me. You know what I mean? It's not even an issue. I mean, look, I don't really care, to be honest with you. It's not my issue. It's not my problem. You know what I mean? I feel bad that two people were lost.
Yeah.
And I give my condolences to them. And I feel very sorry for them. And, you know, but to say, you know, OJ's the murderer, he was found innocent in court. You know, right. I mean.
The bottom line is you believe him to be innocent. And that, I think, you know, for your friendship is a very important thing. But what happens next now? Did I hear he's going to be going to live with you?
Well, no, we're going to go. I'm going to get a private jet. We're going to go to check in his parole first. Of course, that's what he's got to do. I don't know how many days he's going to have to check in. And we'll go to Miami. And then we're going to go to visit his family and all the people that passed away while he was in prison, visit their graves. And he wants to pay his respects throughout, you know, all of California. And spend some time with his family.
Right. But he's going to go to Florida, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to come to Florida.
Okay, because and there's a reason for that, is that the civil case can't follow him there. Sure it can't.
Well, the civil case can follow him anywhere, but what are they going to take? They can't take his pension.
Okay. Does he have money?
But what are they going to take? What?
Does he have money?
For his finances,
yeah.
But all I can tell you is whatever money he gets is untouchable by anybody. They can't touch pension money.
Okay.
I can't talk about his personal finances.
Okay.
You know? I don't really know his personal finances.
Okay. Does he have a plan, though?
I mean,
would there be a memoir? Will he write a memoir?
Maybe in the future.
Okay. Have you discussed that with him?
Right now, he just wants to lay low, play golf, spend time with his kids, spend time with his family.
Right.
And, you know, just get, he's got, remember, he's been in jail almost 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, he'd come out of jail. You got to get readjusted to the world.
Okay.
He's institutionalized right now.
All right. You'll get to spend time with him when he comes out yourself. Have you any plans?
I'm going to pick him up, yeah.
All right. You've no plans to celebrate or head out or anything like that, a holiday?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course we're going to celebrate. Of course. Of course we're celebrating. We're celebrating right now.
Okay.
You know, of course we're going to celebrate.
Okay.
This is my friend.
All right. October is when he comes out and he may be with you in Florida. Tom,
October 1st.
Thanks very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.